It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now back to Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen, two guys who still argue about whether or not Mr. Ed could really talk.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest on the line, Dr. Kerry Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Lewis.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always our pleasure to have you on. You are absolutely someone who loves cats and knows a lot about them. Dr. Lewis, let's talk a little bit about black cats. What is it that causes them to just be a little bit less popular when it comes to people wanting to have them?
Well, you know, it's hard to put a finger on, but I think a lot of people, when they're looking for a pet cat, they have a certain idea in mind that they want that tiger cat with the cute stripes or the spots, or, you know, the calico cat with the hair coat. And black cats, just, you know, they're just black. They're beautiful, and I love them, but oftentimes people are looking for a particular hair coat or a particular look to their cat. And, you know, other times I wonder if perhaps people maybe subconsciously have a bias against black cats just because of their historical status as, you know, being familiars of witches and things like that you hear from fairy tales.
Right. The being tied to Halloween can cause that.
I can't help but ask, although obviously I'm familiar with the answer and so might you, but there's nothing from a personality or a temperament or a medical perspective that would make a black cat any different than others, correct?
You know, I personally find that some of the nicest cats that I've worked with have been black cats, so I would absolutely agree with you that from a medical or personality standpoint, there's absolutely nothing that would make a black cat a less desirable pet.
And there seems to be at least temperament difference among the cat world. So if somebody's thinking to get into a cat, some of the considerations they might have might be worth thinking about, activity level and lifestyle and whatnot, but probably has nothing to do with color.
That's right. In general, certain types of breeds, of course, will have certain behavioral traits. For instance, Siamese cats tend to be very talkative and need lots of attention. Bengal cats are very active and might need more scheduled playtime. But with black cats, you know, you're going to get your basic, just friendly cat that's not going to require a lot of extra attention. They don't have any particular behavioral quirks that we tend to worry about or medical problems. Some breeds will have medical problems that are linked to their particular breed. For instance, Maine Coon cats are known to have higher incidences of certain types of heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things, you're right, should be considered if you're looking for a specific type of cat. But a black cat is a really good, basic, all-around cat. If you're looking for just a friendly family cat or, you know, a cat for your apartment, that would be a good choice.
Dr. Lewis, I have a question for you, and forgive me if this sounds really ignorant. It is coming from me. So I remember when we dealt with the subject of alpacas, the people were explaining to me that it didn't matter the alpacas that bred the baby alpaca. It didn't matter in determining the color. Is that also true with cats, or is that not the case, where two black cats get together to have a black cat?
Yeah, there is some input from the parents in terms of the genes and the color of the offspring, but you can have quite a range. You know, in one litter, you might have six or seven kittens, and you could have, they may all be the same color, or they may be all different colors of the kitty rainbow. So a black cat could come from a calico mom and an orange dad, or, you know, any number of different combinations. And you can even have long hair and short hair cats in the same litter.
And it is one of those things where, from our witness on cat adoption, I've noticed that there is a substantial difference, you know, just in the very color patterns of the animals as far as people coming in and wanting them. Black, a solid black cat, you know, all you need to do is have one patch of white on that cat, or one stripe down the chest, or one spot on the head, and all of a sudden it becomes a cat with character, and then somebody wants to.
That's right. It becomes not a black cat, but a tuxedo cat.
That's right.
And in fact, if you look closely at most black cats, very often you can find a little spot of white somewhere on that cat. So most of the time I can find a little bit of white up on the chest or down between the back legs. It's a little less common to find a cat that has no speck of white anywhere.
Now, maybe one thing you can comment on, and it's almost the reverse of this, white cats, solid white cats, and possibly blue-eyed white cats. Now we're dealing with specific just color variations, and that seems to have some genetic implications on the overall possibility of being deaf. Is that right?
Yeah, the gene that codes for the deafness in those cats is linked to the white hair coat color, and even more so if you have a cat with two different colored eyes, a white cat with maybe a blue eye and a green eye, that cat is more likely to suffer from deafness. But still makes a wonderful pet, of course.
Of course, of course. And I do notice that if you had three black cats and three all-white cats, the white cats will be the first one that somebody wants to get one out of the cage.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It must be a psychological thing because, they may all have the same wonderful personalities, but people want to reach for that white cat first.
Dr. Lewis, when you were saying about the two different colored eyes can have the effect on hearing, is that unique to cats, or is that something that is, for the most part, across the board with other animals as well?
Mainly seen in cats. You do have certain breeds of dogs that is more common to have two different colored eyes, and that isn't necessarily linked with deafness in those breeds. So that's more of a cat thing, although, of course, it could happen with any type of animal.
Okay, because I was going to vouch for that. I've got a dog with two different color eyes, and he doesn't listen well at all.
Well, so that might just be his personality.
Very well could be. Well,
whether it's a dog or whether it's a cat, and certainly you're more than qualified at answering on cats, is there any other, if someone is wanting to adopt a cat, is there any other visual appearances that one would want to see as kind of like a flag or a caution, or I better get this kitten checked by the vet before I get all my emotions caught up with it?
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do when you're sitting there looking at the litter of kittens at the pet shop or in the shelter.
Sure.
You definitely want to step back and think for a minute and look the cat over very well. Any signs of upper respiratory problems, sneezing or stuffy nose or crusted eyes,
mm-hmm.
Any kind of scabs or hair coat lesions or just general unthriftiness. And also consider, especially if it's a kitten, you would expect generally that kitten should be interactive and playful. If there's a kitten that's kind of sitting off to the side and not playing with its litter mates, that might be a little red flag that kitten may not be completely healthy. And of course, once you adopt the cat, the first thing you should do, at least within the first week, is make sure that your veterinarian looks it over and gives it a clean bill of health so that if there are any problems, they can be identified early and taken care of.
And one thing I might recommend, just from past experience with customers, the best of customers that plan ahead and have an appointment already with either the vet of our choice or their choice, so that it can either go from adoption agency or the pet store or wherever it comes from, or the person down the street. If you're thinking about going out and getting a kitten, there's nothing better than having that expectation and having that appointment before you even go out and get the kitten. Wouldn't that make sense?
That's a great idea, especially if you have other pets already at home. You have the opportunity to get that new pet checked out before it is exposed to your other pets at home and
sure.
potentially spread contagious things around your house. So if you can't take the animal right away to the vet, then keeping it separated in a different room of your house away from your other pets until you can do that would certainly be a good idea.
It also gives you the opportunity not to get quite so attached before any particular, in almost every case, you're always going to get a good word from your veterinarian, but in the event that you get some bad words, it's just one of those things, if it's done within the first 48 hours, 24 hours, you're at least in less of an attached situation to make clear decisions associated with that pet.
Yeah, it's better to find out sooner rather than later.
That's for sure.
Well, and doctor, it also sounds like your idea for quarantine would have the benefit of allowing the animals to get used to each other before they're interacting with each other on a regular basis, which seems to make a lot of sense.
That's right. If the new pet is in a different room, maybe they can smell each other or hear each other. They can maybe interact a little under the door with their paws.
Sure.
Get a chance to get accustomed to the idea of another pet in the house before they actually have to come face to face. It definitely helps out.
Well, it sounds like that's a great recipe. We're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking this morning with Dr. Carrie Lewis, who is the veterinarian from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. Dr. Lewis, thanks again for coming on the show. We really appreciate you, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, Rick, we're going to continue the conversation after the break right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS. ILS.com.